Welcome.
Volunteers and staff are gathered in Wesselman Woods at a gate marked Roads Closed for Amphibian Crossing. They're wearing rain gear and headlamps.
My name's Derek.
Derek Walsh, Director of Natural Resources and Research, begins briefing the group.
Salamander surveys. So salamanders, they hide out in the forest in the wintertime, or I guess summer, fall, winter, and warm spring night rains. They make their way to the vernal pools. So when these vernal pools fill up in the springtime, that's when the salamanders know it's time to go. So on warm, rainy nights like this, that's when they migrate in mass.
He explained which salamanders they're looking for and how to measure them once they're spotted.
One thing to note, we do not have the permit to touch the salamanders, so please do not touch the salamanders, however tempting it might be.
We take off in the dark. Headlamps and flashlights are sweeping across the grass and park roadways. Wesselman Woods is the largest urban old-growth forest in the country, and some salamanders travel 200 yards to breed in these springtime pools. It didn't take long before finding the first specimen in the grass, a smallmouth salamander.
So we're going to call that about, I'll say, 9 centimeters. Okay. Awesome. Yeah, so...
That wriggling creature was spotted by Aaron Bunkers.
Of course, they're amphibians, so their body is kind of sleek and smooth, kind of slippery. I just think it's really interesting. I'm new to salamander hunting, and I found out about it a couple months ago.
It was measured by 8-year-old Lily Volman. Derek Walsh with Wesselman Woods says much is learned from counting these amphibians.
Because salamanders and amphibians are very sensitive to pollution, they have permeable skin, and so by counting salamanders, we can make an inference about the health of the ecosystem. They're what's known as an indicator species. They indicate something about the health of the ecosystem, how intact and how ecologically intact the ecosystem is. And by counting the salamanders over the years, we can see trends in the population, increases and decreases, and we can start to make inferences about what's happening to the ecosystem.
Last year, it was too dry, and they only counted 50 or so salamanders total. This season, the first two attempts were too cold, but Tuesday's count yielded 90 salamanders, mostly spotted and smallmouth, and this infers that probably 300 or 400 migrated that night.
But the goal with our surveys is to record data over a long period of time so that eventually in a decade or so we can start to make more of a conclusion about the salamander populations and therefore about the health of the ecosystem.
He says they usually do 6 counts per annual season. Lily's father, Zach, found another smallmouth salamander Tuesday evening. He's waiting for his daughter to return with a ruler.
Come here. Found one.
You did?
Yeah. Right there.
Yeah, got it.
No, you do it.
Okay.
Here, I'll hold the light. You do it.
He wanted to get his family out of the house and to explore nature. Walsh says these counts also teach volunteers about conservation of natural resources.
No, I think that's the same exact one.
Really?
Where'd this one go? Sure did wiggle fast.
Did it move? Did it take off?
It's also a way to, you know, develop a greater appreciation for the salamanders themselves, but also the ecosystem as a whole.
For WNIN News, I'm Tim Jagalow.
Oh, my. I didn't realize that they moved that quick.